Fearin. As you sit on the bench, Fearin is actually behind you, with World's End Lane running parallel to the river. As a village, its history is very different to that of Kelvedon. Originally known as Firingas, or Firingays, as it was referred to in the Domesday Book, there is evidence of very early habitation. The artifacts being found dating from Stone and Iron Ages. The fields at the back of World's End Lanes are named Great Barrows and Little Barrows, sites connected with ancient burials, so along with the Saxon burial ground closer to the mill, maybe this is how it's got its name. The remains of a mammoth were also found down World's End Lane, and they are now with Colchester Museum. The remains of Old London Road, the Roman road from London to Colchester, have also been found on Fearin Hill. Dating from around 40 to 409 AD, the modern road runs the same course, with Roman pots and other artefacts dating from around 250 AD being found all around Fearin. Until the 1960s and 70s, its main focus was market gardening and seed production. Many locals recall their parents being involved in the picking of fruit and vegetables, and many of them having to pick fruit and peas before they went to school or during their school holidays. Village schools would often close or move the holidays to coincide with such activities, as they frequently found the classrooms empty as everybody was in the fields. Apart from the demise of the market gardens, the main change to occur in Fearin Hill was the closure of the Crab and Winkle line in May 1951. A light railway that ran between Kelvedon, Holt and Tollesbury, it crossed Fearin Hill by a house called the Crossings, halfway along. Immediately behind you, the houses known as Bridge Meadows sit on the former site of Millam's Garage. There was a fire there many years ago, when the fire service was still a village fire engine pulled by a horse. At that time, the fire station was behind the Indian restaurant in the High Street, in a building which is now used by Kelvedon Parish offices. The horses were kept in a field off Swan Street, and when there was a fire, the horses had to be caught first and taken up the High Street and to be hitched to a fire engine. Quite a performance, and long after the fire had probably gone out. In front of Bridge Meadow Cottage is a sculpture. It is that of Runner Beans, and you can see a caterpillar running up the front if you look closely. It was made by Peter Baker, an artist from Cambridgeshire, to represent the village's past, and installed in 2005 when the houses there were built. Fearin Hill has seen many interesting people as residents, including Daniel Whitty Harvey, who was an MP, the owner of the Sunday Times, and by 1839 the first commissioner of the City of London Police. William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, was also said to have preached along Fearin Hill too, so there have been many interesting people and still are many interesting people in the area. If you'd like to hear more about the memories of times past in our villages, please press the buttons on the bench.